let's lock it down and bring in our next guest. The latest edition of Ducks Illustrated is at a newsstand near you, although it's really not. Are there even any newsstands around anymore? But anyway, a lot on recruiting and hoops and all kind of good stuff. Welcome in Jerry Thompson. JT, a belated Merry Christmas and early Happy New Year. How are things?
Great, Steve. Happy Hanukkah. Throw that in, too.
Okay. I'm in. A couple weeks late, but who are we? How about where they need to pick up the new edition? Coach Cristobal with his prize recruit on the cover. Also, you see Bol Bol and Kelly Graves as well.
You can pick up Ducks Illustrated free of charge at your local Albertsons now, along with Bi-Marts, Dairy Marts, UVO, Duck Stores, and the Oregon Stores, sports stores.
All right, Duck Stores, or I'm writing this down. I ask you this every day for like 17 years, every time, and I think I'm going to turn it into a science and actually figure it out. All right, where to start? Where to start? How about with the cover? Kayvon Thibodeau, the highest ever recruit, best ever class. When you consider where this program was 2 years ago, having to make a switch, then that coach bolted, to land here right now with so much positivity moving forward. What kind of a feather in the cap do you think this is for Cristobal's program?
Incredible feather, and maybe it would result in a few more for the February signing because of him. And, you know, we're losing Jalen Jelks, so we have a senior spotlight on Jalen Jelks. Jalen Jelks said he'd like to play here one more year. That tells you how much he likes the current program. And we're losing Justin Hollum. So I think Kayvon Thibodeau will be an added impact player right away. I mean, that's what they're looking at. Not somebody that's going to learn the ropes, but is going to come in and make a difference. And you can't underestimate the influence of a number one or number two high school player, depending on what, you know, scouting service you're looking at. But it's a huge, because it's a guy who usually goes to USC. It's in their backyard, you know. And we got 11 players from California. And as I may have mentioned in my notes to you, Kayon Ware Hudson was the guy who did a lot of the recruiting from the powerhouse Mater Dei, one of number one high school teams in the country. And it wasn't just the coaches recruiting. It was Coach Cristobal said that Kayon was a huge influence.
Interesting. So, we've heard over the years, and obviously, over the last decade with social media and the world being smaller, these guys can communicate with each other. So that's kind of awesome. Somebody mentioned the day of or the day after is, you know, Oregon's always recruited California and Southern California, but it's usually been USC gets their first pick, then maybe UCLA, and then they've taken the third or fourth best players. It seems like for the first time, be it Chip Kelly or Clay Helton or whatever, they out-recruited the Southern California schools in their own backyard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, UCLA wound up 53rd. They're usually in the top 20 or top 10. USC's always in the top 10. They wound up 21st. Now, they may sign a couple of guys in February that might change some of that, but still, it's an incredible coup to get these guys up here. And if they like it and play well up here for Cristobal, it's only going to have a chain reaction that should bode well for the Ducks in the future.
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, this is a big step, but now a chunk of these guys have to become good Pac-12 players, and some of them have to go on to be NFL players. But one of the things, you look back on the year that was, 2018, what kind of pops for you? You called it Ducktopia. So as far as the year that was, you jotted down kind of best and worst. What fills those categories?
Well, actually, Ducktopia is a look to the New Year's 2019. That's my utopia or ducktopia wish. You're the one who covered the best of very well in your Mallard musings.
Oh, all right.
Were you looking for that shameless plug or what?
I was not. I'm thumbing through it now, and I'm like, am I missing something? Which I've been known to do. I've had a long day. But anyway, so as you look towards the next year, cancel last transmission. As you look towards 2019, what's kind of on your mind to look forward to?
Well, it's so December 31st is very close to the 2019. So let's just say the Redbox Bowl will be huge to see if our offense is going to be more creative, innovative, and if Justin Herbert is going to flourish in there or kind of regressed a little, according to some experts, the second half of the season. So be really anticipating what this bowl game will, how it will be a launch for next season. So that's the 2019. Of course, our picture in that segment of Ducktopia is he's back for another year, Justin Herbert. So that was huge. The other thing is we'd like to see the softball team turn this exodus into a a promised land with that motif. We've got seven players who left. We're hoping that Coach Lombardi can turn these lemons into lemonade. That's going to be huge on my wish list because they were on such a roll with Coach White, and it'd be a real shame to lose that momentum. But you never know. We might just pick it up where we left off, so to speak. But it's going to be a little difficult with some of these All-American players having jumped ship.
Yeah, and you mentioned, I looked back. The thing when I put it out there on our social media accounts, there was no question the most concern among Oregon fans was not retaining Mike White and allowing him to walk out the door. And like you said, there's hope it can get turned around, but the bottom line is with the players who left, they would have been an absolute threat to, or one of the favorites to make it back to Oklahoma City.
I like the fact that Coach Lombardi's picked up two left-handers. We didn't have any left-handers last year, so silver lining, maybe. We'll see how that works out. The other wish list, one thing big, is that I hope that Justin Herbert's attitude, but I know this is a long shot, would drift to the basketball team, and some of these five stars would start thinking about maybe staying a little longer until the team actually really accomplishes something here. And it's I hope Bobo comes back again regardless of the injury, but the consensus there probably is he won't either way. But hats off to Justin Herbert. He could have taken the money and ran and be set for life, and he's coming back, and there's a little bit of risk that, so it can't say too much, or can't say enough about that, really.
Also, I know it was going back to the 18th, but it's the first edition of the magazine. The game, the Oregon women and Kelly Graves' team knocking off Mississippi State, a number four team, first ever battle of top tens in the history of the women's program, and the way they played, the grit they show. I also say the joy they play with and the unity that they seem to bring to the table. I mean, that was a really, really special night at Matt Knight Arena.
Yes, I was there and almost got ran over by one of the players, but survived taking those photos. But yeah, it was an exciting game, and Mississippi State's been in the championship game the last 2 years, as I remember.
Yep.
A little bit different cast, but still a huge win. But the Ducks have got a really good gauntlet this year. As I pointed out, the 9 out of the 12 Pac-12 women's basketball teams out of their whole preseason, which is about 11, 12 games, out of the 9 teams, there's only 10 losses. And that's just incredible. And some of the teams that we don't usually think of, Utah, Colorado, and then the teams that normally at Washington, UCLA, they are down in the 10th, 11th teams, Washington State picking up the cellar there. But boy, this is going to be really difficult to repeat. And my title was, will eight be enough? Because there's basically eight players right now that Coach Kelly Graves has to work with. Megan Yeager's still coming back. So, boy, you know, you got to stay healthy or this is going to be a tough season. And it's going to be tough anyway if they're all healthy with the talent out there in the Pac-12.
Yeah, bottom line is no foul trouble and no twisted ankles because
right.
the eight they have is really strong. And as you mentioned in my Mallard musings, I never really did kind of a year-end article, but I did. And so folks can check that out and kind of, because I put it out there to just, I could sit here and go through the year in review. I threw it out there and shared what the fans told me, so that was kind of fun as well.
The fans are pretty good at touching all the bases, baseball motif
yeah.
on purpose there.
All right, and
baseball is another one that people mentioned that they're a little concerned about.
Absolutely.
How that all shapes up next year. This spring, anyway.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting season on the diamond, as it were. So one more time before you go, folks, the new edition of Ducks Illustrated is out. Where do they need to get it?
The free copy is at your Albertsons and Duck Stores and Bi-Mart and Dairy Mart. And I should mention that this is the 17th year we've put out the recruiting edition with a picture of every player, plus bios and everything else. So this is a real souvenir for people.
All right, cool. Good to talk to you, JT. Have a great New Year's, and obviously we'll be in touch soon in 2019.
Appreciate it, Steve.
All right, take care.